Okay, so you've been hired for a TV commercial. Mm-hmm. The money is, oh, very good. It's very good. But the script, it looked like the writer threw it together late last night whilst on a drug-fueled bender. It literally makes no sense. There are lots of words underlined, capitalized. The grammar is all over the place. And you're not actually sure if some of the words are real. the writer isn't present at the session. And the director is adamant that this is the final script. What do you do?
When you say the director is adamant, is this because the discussion has already come up and they've said initially, right, okay, this is final, this is what we're doing?
The director thinks it's really good.
Right, okay. I think the first thing would be to give it the read that they ask for. I would hope, if it's as bad as you described, the fact that it doesn't make sense is going to come through. Hopefully without it looking like me being inadequate and unable to read. There is obviously the received school of wisdom that says you don't criticise a script, whether or not the writer's there, because this is something that someone has laboured over and has possibly been through numerous iterations and through sign-off from God knows how many committees and so on. I struggle instinctively with that because I was a writer before I was a voiceover artist. So there's always that little bit of me. Not that I think that everything I write is perfect, although obviously it is. but there is, you know, if I spot things that don't quite flow, and I do have the, what I think is an advantage of seeing it from both sides as the writer and also as someone who performs words, then there is an instinct to try to improve on something. So you do have to hold that back. So in that instance, if we've given the read and he doesn't say, yep, nailed it, in spite of the fact that it makes no sense at all, I think I'd allow that second read to happen and then come back afterwards and say, do you mind if I tweak a couple of things here? Just reading it through, I think this might flow a little bit better or be a bit more persuasive. Because ultimately, anything you're recording, whether it's a drama or an audiobook or an advert, is designed to persuade. These are all messages that are designed to take someone on a journey, usually with an action at the end of it. So anything that is, if you couch a phrase so that it implies that they will get more benefit from this, then I guess you might get a more receptive response.
From the
director. So that's what I'd probably go with, I think.
So that is very good. I think I'd just be like, how do you pronounce Rapunzelus?
You're right. And in fact, you're right. Some of those words were such that I thought that I'm not sure that is a real word and I don't know what it is. And of course, this must have been a cold script, right? This is something I've been booked for that I haven't seen in advance.
Yes.
Then I would have to say, I'm really sorry to reveal my lack of vocabulary here, but what does superconculus mean? Because I don't feel that, you know, I'm giving the right capitulus to that. So
I think so far you've proved yourself to be a very diplomatic individual. I think my reaction to it would be somewhat more abrupt, should we say.